Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us at 603-283-6160. If you want to share your stories about experiences dealing with cops or whatever else you want to talk about, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And I know one of the things that cop blocking used to do was like training people on how to interact with cops, because as we were talking about during one of the breaks, it may have been the most recent one, it takes a bit of practice to, I mean, it's human nature, when someone asks you a question, to answer that question.
Sure.
To just assume they're being friendly. And when you add in the element of this person's an authority figure, and, you know, most Americans, they believe cops are good, upstanding, trustworthy people. He's not investigating me. He's just looking out for my best interest, or whatever it is that people happen to believe. It just gets more and more complicated, but it is important to go through some sort of, I don't know if you need to go through any sort of training, but practice this. Practice saying no, or practice saying that you want to be careful about saying no to police officers when they tell you to do things, but practice saying that you don't answer questions. That way you don't end up out there never having encountered this before, and, you know, learn your rights, because you're not required to answer almost anything that they ask of you.
Yeah, believe it or not, you actually still have rights, but you do have to know what they are, and you do have to be willing to actually assert them in order for your rights to have any chance of being respected. Because if you don't know if you don't assert your rights, the police will presume you don't know them, and they will walk all over you.
Absolutely.
And I've seen it happen so many times, and it is so sad when so many people could have avoided a criminal charge. Again, when I say criminal charge, I don't mean for doing something wrong or harming someone. I mean catching a quote-unquote criminal charge for a victimless crime, which is 99% of what cops on the beat do.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who ever was pulled over for a traffic offense and then was charged with a victimed crime.
Nope.
I can't think of a single example of that happening.
Not unless they were a wanted murderer or something like that.
Or a hit-and-run person.
Yeah.
But we're joined now by Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I heard you guys beat me in, but you kept on yapping.
We do that.
It was maybe 8 years ago. I've always drove old pickup trucks, okay, since I've been up here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a groove they fall into at about 60, 62 miles an hour. So when the speed limit was 55, I do 60, 62.
Mm-hmm.
When they changed it to 65, I still did 60, 62.
Sure.
So anyway, one day I'm coming home, a long, straight stretch county highway, and these three great big trucks with big fancy fishing boats behind them, must have been the end of the brown trout or maybe one of the walleye festivals, they all come flying by me. There's a section about a mile and a half long. It's two lanes. They all come flying by me in the passing lane doing about 85.
Okay.
And so then a cop creeps up behind me and pulls me over. And I'm putting along at 3 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Wow.
And did they pull you over for driving under the speed limit?
No, 3 miles an hour under the speed limit.
What was his reason?
I think you're allowed to do like 45 on that.
Yeah,
road.
Yeah. What would he say is why he pulled you over?
Well, that's the point I'll get to. He didn't have no point.
Hmm.
So and I rolled down the window, and I asked him, I said, why'd you pull me over? And he just kind of looked at me stupid, and I says, three guys just went by me doing better than 85 miles an hour, and they all had $100,000 rigs. You think maybe you could have made some money there, buddy? And he just looked at me dumbfounded, right? Well, I don't know how many old hoopties you've owned, but this rig had a crack running right down from where the mirror was. Before I got it, somebody obviously hit the brakes, and somebody took the rearview mirror out with their head.
Mm.
And that caused fracture crack that ran straight down, right?
Okay.
Straight as a mullion on like a 38 Ford or whatever. So absolutely no visual impairment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So he says, Well, what about that cracked windshield?
Well, so he didn't see that before he pulled you over, obviously, unless he was in front of you.
No, he couldn't have seen it.
Yeah.
Even if the sun had glinted just right. I mean, I had a topper on the back of the truck. There's no way he could have seen it. But, so anyway, I said, so let me get this straight. You're going to make me put a $500 window in a $600 truck.
Oh, man.
That is what they want, man. I got pulled over once in Mississippi for having a windshield that had too many cracks in it. Even though it was within inspection, it had been inspected, and it was totally fine. The state troopers, on his own authority, had decided that, no, that windshield is too cracked for my liking.
Well, no, it gets even better. And then he says, well, I got to write you up for something.
Got to justify what he did.
See, this is why dash cams are so wonderful.
Yeah.
This rig's a little loud, isn't it? And he says, all right, I'll tell you what. I want you to put a new exhaust system on it. And I want it up over the axle and all the way out the back. You know? Like, he's going to tell me I got to put on, go to the dealership and get brand new dual exhaust all the way up and over and everything else. When everybody knows you can just put on a short muffler and a dump and you're fine.
Did he end up writing you a ticket?
Yeah, he ended up writing me a fix and repair, and I drove into the parking lot of the trooper's office, and I fired up, and I rum, rum, and she wasn't loud at all. He was just blowing smoke out my ass.
Damn.
Man, that's tragic to hear. You haven't been pulled over since. That was the last time you've been pulled over?
Well, no, the last time I got pulled over, they broke two of my short ribs and left me sitting in a pile of my own blood. And I knew the ambulance driver, and I looked at him, and there was like 10 troopers standing around. I says, Mike, you know damn well I didn't deserve this. And then I got in a conversation with a couple of cops. They sent me to the hospital because they tore me up. Well, they sent a couple of young troopers to babysit me, and I got talking to them. And I says, boys, you know, you really got to watch out, because if you let hate and... I says, you got to deal with the dregs of society, I think is how I opened it.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, when you got to deal with people like that all day, it's going to darken your soul. And if you let that get the better of you, you've lost the battle, dude, and so have we. And I have been effed with since.
That's a good way to look at it. I appreciated that you stayed positive during that. You know, so many people would want to blame the cops. Like, dude, you guys just put me in the hospital, but you were like, guys, look, I understand you have to deal with, you know, hateful people who may want to kill you all day, every day. I suspect they probably really don't deal with that. But, you know, that's the myth that's perpetrated.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, but you guys, you have to find productive ways of dealing with this. Meditate or something like that. Or, as you put it, they've already lost the war. Excellent sentiment. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Major. It's sad what policing actually is, and we talked about one of these stories from the police union. Yes, the rapist. That's a much easier way to characterize him. One of his victims said something to the effect of, you know, you were supposed to protect us, mm-hmm. or something like that, or so much for the police being there to protect us. The police, again, it's worth saying, have absolutely no obligation to protect anyone.
Nope.
They're the lowest level of enforcers for the state. They're tax collectors. They're revenue collectors. They're the guys out there who are saying, your registration's out of date. Well, you didn't give the mafia don his dues. Well, now you have to not just pay those dues that you were supposed to pay, but you have to pay these additional fees on top of it. Just like the mafia. That's exactly what they do. Oh, well, you didn't pay your loan on time, so now you have to pay that and an extra three times the amount. That's what it is. Your registration's $150, mm-hmm. but now you're driving without a registration ticket.
Well,
that's $400.
In case it wasn't clear already, they're obviously not serving you. And they're not protecting you.
Yeah, the just because the side of their cruisers say serve and protect, they don't say serve and protect people or the people or...
No, it begs the question of what it is that they are actually protecting and serving. It is clearly not you, because why would you, if they're your so-called servant, why would you hire a servant to abuse you? Why would you hire a servant to threaten you, to extract more wealth from you than you otherwise were already paying them? That is not a servant.
And why can't you fire them?
Because they're not your servant.
That is a tyrant. You're absolutely right. Those are.
They're serving someone. It just isn't you.
Those are actions typical of the mafia. Ultimately,
they're serving their mafia bosses.
That's exactly what they're doing, and they're very good at it. I think the more people who realize this, the better off we'll all be. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here, including the supply disruptions and how that may be caused by companies laying off people for smoking.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us, 603-283-6160, if you would like to weigh in about your experiences dealing with cops or whatever else you want to talk about. Maybe you bought an NFT and you regret it. I happen. We were talking about that earlier, and the best, well, the worst one of these that I've seen was the guy who bought the very first tweet ever from Jack Dorsey for, like, I don't remember the amount now, but the highest bid.
It was at 2-something million.
The highest bid on it that he got in a recent auction was $285.
I thought it was $14,000, but either way, it was.
The article I had said 200, I assume wow. There were multiple auctions, and that the most recent one was even worse.
Damn.
At $285.
So he was like,
bid.
No, I'm not going to accept $14,000. Right. I paid millions of dollars for this. Yeah. And then his next one, he retried it and only got 200 something?
That's my understanding. Just based on the fact that the last time we talked about it, he was offered $14,000.
Yeah.
And assuming, assuming this article fact checked and was correct, they cited $285. So the NFT market certainly did, you know, pretty much exactly what we expected it to do here on Free Talk Live.
Fell off a cliff.
Yeah, as did a lot of these cryptocurrencies or these tokens or whatever that had really bad ideas or were poorly implemented or were just pump and dump schemes or whatever. I think the only one that, you know, just sort of collapsed that I know wasn't a pump and dump scheme would have been Terra. And that just had some sort of issue with this algorithm. I don't know what that issue was. I'm not a programmer. I'm not able to analyze the code or to find out exactly what went wrong. But that wasn't intentional. It wasn't a pump and dump scheme or anything like that. It was just their algorithm was flawed.
There's a theory that there was some sort of action on a hostile actor's part that kicked off that whole that terrible fall from grace that Terra had. For listeners that don't know, Terra was an algorithmic stablecoin, and stablecoins are supposed to be cryptocurrency tokens that are backed by something, so that therefore they will never go below the value of the thing that they're backed by.
Right.
And so the most common form of stablecoin is a dollar-backed stablecoin or some other fiat currency-backed stablecoin, but there's gold-backed stablecoins and others. And so what Terra was trying to do was create a stablecoin that didn't actually have a dollar sitting in a bank vault backing it, that it was backed by another cryptocurrency's value. And ultimately what happened was somebody made some huge sale and dropped the price a little bit, and the market just freaked out, basically. I mean, I'm summarizing what happened over a period of days. It was just this crazy, dramatic situation.
Terra went from like $185 per to
a fraction of a cent.
Yeah. It
in days. And it was amazing to watch this happen. And ultimately, nothing the algorithm, I don't think, could have done could have saved it, because the market was acting entirely irrationally, which markets tend to do. People were in the mindset of get out now, and so they did and sold that thing down to nothing, basically.
People do act irrationally, and that's one of the frustrating things I'm seeing right now. Like, if you follow the Drudge Report or just any mainstream media, they all talk about how strong the U.S. dollar is and how great it's doing. Meanwhile, everything else is down, because the reality is that the reason the dollar
didn't help either. It was it's a bear market, and they just couldn't.
But the reason the dollar is up is because people are making irrational decisions. We talked about this at the very beginning of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Well, the dollar's not up compared to the ruble. The ruble's doing better now compared to the dollar than it was before the invasion.
Absolutely. But the dollar is only going to be going down. And I don't remember what talking head said. It was one of these economists. He pointed out, you know, you never want to hold dollars during a war. You never want to have currency during a war. And that's absolutely right. It's still true, but people are freaking out, you know. They see prices going up on everything. They see gas prices going up, and they see the supply chain shortages. So I need to sell off all of these investments that might lose me money, and I need to pull it all into USD. So I'm not. They're minimizing what they perceive to be their risk based on irrational decisions. And unfortunately, in these circumstances, the USD is the biggest risk in the market.
Yeah, it's really sad what happened with Terra, because, of course, the regulators are going to point to that, and they're going to say, see, this is why we need to regulate stablecoins.
They could have stopped that with their regulations.
Well, that happened to UST. The U.S. dollar tether and DAI and these other tethers, they're doing just fine.
So far.
It was just this one algorithmic stablecoin that lost
its
value.
Is it possible to have an algorithmic stablecoin? Because I hope that it is, but this is obviously a big downturn as far as interest.
I'm not sure we want one. I mean, the value of the stablecoin appears to be more or less to just allow... I'm not sure what value it has in the long term. I mean,
it's for traders, number one, because it allows someone to sell a Bitcoin at the top, what they consider to be the top. Obviously, you never know what the top's going to be, but, you know, you pick a point and say, okay, I think Bitcoin's going to go down in the future. You sell the Bitcoin on an exchange for a stablecoin, you get the dollar value out of it. You sit that dollar on the, you keep the dollars on the exchange, and then you wait for the Bitcoin price to go down, and you buy it again at a lower price with those stablecoins, giving you a quote-unquote, you know, technical profit.
But they could easily do this to, like, sell the Bitcoin for Litecoin or something like that.
Yeah, but then Litecoin will also go down. It all goes down when Bitcoin goes down.
And I did this years ago. It proved to be too much of a hassle, and it wasn't worth it. But flipping back and forth between Ethereum and Litecoin, you could track the ratio between the two and verify when it was profitable to flip all of it into Litecoin.
It's too hard to do that.
It was a pain.
Sounds horrible, but
it works.
I've never done any trading, so...
Yeah, it's hard to win on trading because you obviously can't predict the future. I mean, all the statistics and the numbers and the charts... that you still don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or in the next 5 or 10 minutes. But the reason for stablecoins, there's another good reason for them, is it allows people to access the dollar. Even though we understand the dollar is bad, it allows people with less stable currencies to, let's say like in Venezuela, to access the dollar without having to actually get the dollar. And so there's a lot of reasons why they exist, but the primary one is for trading purposes online. You can sell a Bitcoin and get a dollar value out of it without actually taking dollars, which, as I understand it, is not a taxable event.
Right.
Whereas if you sold Bitcoin for actual dollars, then that technically, as I understand it, is a taxable event for those that are, you know, into that sort of thing. And
so it's all very confusing.
Yeah, so if you get just tokens, you're just getting a token. And, of course, as we saw with the Terra UST, that token can go to zero. And the thing is, it can
UST actually go to zero?
It's at like 9 cents today.
Okay.
But it's been down as low as 5 cents.
Well, it's not a dollar.
It's close enough to zero. And Luna itself is not at zero. It's just at a fraction of a penny right now. And there's now 7 trillion of
them. Well, I guess when I say did it go to zero, or however I phrase it, did it go below a penny is what I guess I meant.
Not yet.
Okay.
I saw that there was a new craze that happened in the crypto world and people immediately lost money on it called Monkeypox Inu.
Yep, I heard about that one. Yeah,
Monkeypox what?
Inu, like Shiba Inu.
Yeah, somebody pumped up a token called Monkeypox.
Of course it was a pump and dump scheme. How did anyone fall for it?
Somebody did.
It's Monkeypox Inu.
Didn't they walk away with like $400 million or something like that off of that
one? I don't know.
This isn't cryptocurrency's fault. This is the fault of stupid, reckless people. The regulators can't fix that.
Nope, they can't.
You can't put enough labels on the toaster to keep people from taking baths with them. 603-283-6160. If you want to talk about the ongoing supply chain issues that we're about to get into, 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says a Border Patrol officer killed the gunman in yesterday's school shooting in Uvalde. The shooting left 19 children and 2 adults dead, and there are 17 people injured with non-life-threatening wounds. The Republican governor saying the gunman had no criminal record and reminding everyone,
we need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe if we could just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disprove that thesis. And so if you're looking for a real solution, Chicago teaches that what you're talking about is not a real solution. Our job is to come up with real solutions that we can implement.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray saying the FBI is involved in the investigation. USA Radio News. Before signing an executive order for policing and public safety on the second anniversary of George Floyd's death, President Biden says he plans to visit Texas in the wake of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting.
Jill and I will be traveling to Texas in the coming days to meet with the families and let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma. As a nation, I think we all must be there for them.
Lawmakers want answers about the national shortage of baby formula. A Democratic-led hearing taking place on Capitol Hill, and Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration let the situation become dire before responding.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse, or were they caught flat-footed?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. We've been talking about police brutality. Well, we started off talking about NFTs and just how spectacularly badly that whole thing has gone. And I don't particularly like saying I told you so because it has so many negative connotations to it. But on this one, man, anyone who was paying and listening in the cryptocurrency sphere, I hope you listened and you stayed away from NFTs. But we know people didn't. They jumped on the bandwagon. They bought into the hype and they lost money. I'm constantly seeing memes about people who, you know, lost billions and now they have to go work at McDonald's or whatever. It's sad to think about that reality existing for people. But you know, it's like someone else said on Facebook. It's almost like, If you look at the values of Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, all of these other, you know, popular cryptocurrencies, they're down, but they're down in more or less the same way that stocks like Netflix and Google or Alphabet and all of these others are down. They're down, you know, 40-50% or whatever, because everything is down right now. Cryptocurrency is no exception to that. Mm-hmm. However, it is almost like there's a difference between an actual cryptocurrency and a pump and dump scheme or a scam. And too many of these were scams and a lot of people lost a lot of money, and that's tragic. But hopefully next time people will be less likely to jump into the hype and make risky, stupid decisions.
But well, I mean, the risk is sort of the order of the day if you're going to be getting into newfangled technology that, I mean, risk is just you're playing that game. There's nothing wrong with taking risk, but just understand the risk that you're taking. Understand that there are no guarantees. If you buy Bored Ape number XY321 and then hope that it's going to go up in price, just understand there's no guarantee that it's going to go up in price.
I guess the sad part of it isn't necessarily the risk, because obviously there's risk involved. It's that they took the risk on and then invested their entire life into that risk turning out well, and they didn't cash out part of it in advance or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They just, were waiting for an even bigger payoff, as people tend to do. Oh, I'm not selling Bitcoin. It's only $50,000. I'm waiting for $5 million or whatever.
Well, there may not have been a chance to cash out any profit from these things, because a lot of them were pumped up to begin with. So when you came and bought this thing, it may have already been artificially inflated as far as its price is concerned. They call it wash trading, where essentially the same person who's selling it fake buys it.
Yeah, that's happening badly in the retro video game market right now.
Yeah, and so they fake pump the price up by making it look like somebody's buying it. And to the average person who doesn't know how to trace purchases on the blockchain, you don't know it all came from the same wallet. So they just make it look like the price has gone up when, in fact, it was the same person all along selling and reselling to themselves. And then they finally find a sucker to come in and take it at the quote-unquote top.
Yeah.
And then when that guy says, all right, I'm ready to sell, even if it was a week later, he would have gotten a fraction of the price for it, because he didn't actually pay a true market rate. He just paid the sucker's rate.
The video game thing is something I really wish I could find a succinct article about, but it's so involved. But you'll see it all over, Google News or Drudge Report, they'll run an article about, look, this copy of The Legend of Zelda or whatever, it sold for $750,000 or whatever. Ask yourself one simple question. What video game collector out there has $750,000 to spend on a regular Nintendo NES game?
An insanely wealthy one.
Well, there isn't one. If you trace all
there's
of these
somebody
things...
Like...
No, there isn't. No? If you trace all of these things back, it's one auction house running all of these auctions, mm-hmm. Heritage Auctions. And all of these games that they're selling are rated by WADA Games, which mm-hmm. is this new... It's the new standard, but they came around that like 2018 or something like that.
They do grading for games.
Yes, and one of the owners of WADA Games is a board member for Heritage Auctions.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, yeah. It's a complete mess of people scratching each other's backs. And if you look into it, there's a lot of this where the video games are partially owned in the same way that Robin Hood, if you couldn't buy an entire stock, you could put like $10 into
fractional ownership.
Yes. A lot of these games are being sold to these sorts of conglomerates.
Well,
or it's just the owner of the game selling it to themselves.
What would be the point of that? Like, who benefits from them pretending that it sold for more than it really was worth?
Well, the same people who benefit from the pump and dump schemes in cryptocurrency.
They'll
right?
sell it to someone else after?
If I can get someone to believe that the value of this game is $750,000, because look, it sold here for this. Okay, well, I'll offer to you at a discount. I'll give it to you for $500,000 because, look, you can get this guaranteed profit off of it. You could turn around and flip it for $750,000.
Wow.
And you make, $500,000 off them, and then they're left sitting there with this game that they're never going to be able to sell. Because your average video game collector, your average person out there actually passionate about video games is not going to drop $750,000 on a video game. Mm. It's just not going to happen.
So, it's crazy.
But I can't find any art. I've seen videos about this because mm-hmm. Video game people on YouTube are constantly talking about it. It's a fascinating topic. And it's exactly the same sort of pump and dump scheme that we've seen, but it's so hard to summarize because it runs so deep.
One of the tough things when you're dealing with video games, unlike NFTs, I mean, I don't want to defend NFTs here or anything like that, but at least with an NFT, in theory, you can identify the thing as the original, right? Whereas with a cartridge, a video game cartridge, one of the things they have in that industry is constant issues with counterfeit cartridges.
Well, that was supposed to be the point of having it rated by these companies like WADA Games and stuff like that are supposed to do. Now, I can't remember Water Games' primary competitor, the one that you can actually trust.
But still, it is a problem because those do exist,
yeah.
And you can go on sites like Alibaba or AliExpress, and you can purchase counterfeit versions of these games that presumably play... Like, you put it into the machine or whatever, it's going to play like the game. It just wasn't the quote-unquote original print, and so therefore it isn't worth what the original print is worth. But if no one knows, then they'll sell it at an inflated price.
I don't like the scam aspect of it, but if I could buy a, you know, the original Zelda, right? Mm-hmm. The original video game, but it was made in 2021 or whatever, and it's,
yeah, who cares?
It's a dollar instead of, you know, $300,000 or whatever, $30,000.
Well, it'd probably be $50 or something like that. You'll pay a normal price for it. But
I would absolutely prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I would also prefer to just download it or, you know, rip it into a ROM myself because piracy is bad.
Well, I just found out that my Mario and Luigi Partners in Time doesn't work anymore that I've had since I was 11, so it's really shocking that it doesn't work anymore. But if I could find it that actually goes into my DS so I could play it on Alibaba, I'd probably do that.
Right, I think that's the difference. But this is to come back around to NFTs. This is why we don't understand the appeal of the NFT, but so many people are into it because of that collector's mentality of, oh, I have to have the original. To us, it doesn't matter. To us, like, does it play like the original? Does it look like it? Is it pretty much an identical copy? Okay, fine. We just want to have fun. But this person wants to have a thing. And it's a collector's mentality that, to me, I've left stuff like that behind many, many years ago, but there's a lot of people who are absolutely obsessed with being, like we were saying before, the owner of the Mona Lisa. To them, a copy that looks identical is not good enough. They have to have the original, and they're willing to pay for that.
Yeah,
it means something to them.
I don't understand
it's
that mentality.
Rights.
I have a friend who's like that, who's always giving me crap about how I prefer to just emulate games instead of, you know, buying the original hardware or whatever. He's
and
like
paying way too much.
Yeah, he's like, the emulation isn't 100% accurate. I'm like,
Is it 99.8%? Okay, fine.
I'm never going to notice that difference, and if you're honest with yourself, dude, neither are you.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of when I was playing Resident Evil 3 on PC, and it frustrated me because I couldn't play it in 4K and stream it, even though I couldn't visually tell any difference between 4K and 1080. It just bugged me. Knowing that it wasn't in 4K. It's that sort of thing. It's like, they know there's a difference intellectually, but they can't spot it. Like, tell me how it's inaccurate, please, by all means. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here that's 603-283-6160. Hopefully we're going to talk about these supply chain disruptions and these pot-smoking drivers. It's Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us online. Social.freetalklive.com. That's our social media server. You can join us there. It is a Mastodon server. It's very much like Twitter, except you don't have to worry about pleasing your corporate overlords. In this case, we're the corporate overlords that you have to worry about pleasing, and we don't really care.
We're not a corporation.
No, but obviously, social.freetalklive.com if you want to sign up for it. It is free. But I want to say thank you to Farmer Garrick, who is tonight's amplifier. That means that Farmer Garrick is a member of the Amps Program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That's the best way to show your support for Free Talk Live. So if you want to help advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, this is the best way to do it. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. And it does come with a number of cool little features like an amp-only podcast. There's an amp-only Facebook group, an amp-only chat room on the Matrix server, I believe, which you can find at chat.freetalklive.com. But really, the reason you should join the Amps program is because you value the ideas of liberty, reaching a larger audience, and you want to just show your support. Amps.freetalklive.com. That's the best way to do that. Again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. Farmer Garrick, thank you so much for your contributions. We have David on the line from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I want to make you aware of a guy named Kurt Reagan, who's a self-taught attorney, so to speak, fighting the man. But I solved the cracked windshield problem by driving my truck without a windshield in it, so they can't see cracks, so they can't pull me over for that.
Did that work?
Is that legal?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm just kidding.
At least at first glance, it just looks like a non-cracked window.
Right, yeah, there's no crack in it. So I've been pulled over. Actually, I went to jail the night a cop pulled me over for a cracked windshield. I ended up in jail, and they did it illegally, and I kind of caught them on it. That's a different story for a different night, but now there's no windshield, so it can't be cracked, so they can't use that BS line on me.
Have you tried driving it without a windshield?
Yeah, I've driven it a bunch of times without a windshield.
Is that annoying? Yeah. Like, I think that gets so annoying.
It's... Wow.
Actually, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
It's like a convertible, you know, except not.
Well, even in a convertible, there's still a windshield in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll share a trick with you. If you keep the side windows rolled up you don't even feel. You can go 75 miles an hour and you don't even feel the wind because it ram pressurizes the cab because the windows are up and the wind goes right over the top of you, so you don't have a windshield and you don't even feel it.
Well, but one thing, yeah, the only problem is the bugs are going to fly right into
right
your face.
Teeth.
And if
yeah. I think David's correct, though, in that the aerodynamics of a vehicle would cause most of the wind and most of the bugs to just go above the vehicle.
No, I think the bugs will go right in your face. What happens, David?
The light ones will go up a little bit. You can also get a bug deflector and put it on the front end. But the heavy one, you're right, that's called an inertial separator. And it acts as an inertial separator. So the air goes over the top, but the bugs get separated from the air and go right into your face. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so would any, like, spare stones or whatever, little rocks from the road that get kicked up by another
car. I'm always getting hit by rocks if, like, a big truck passes
especially
me.
Especially if you're behind a big dump truck or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, that's why. So you deal with all the same things that motorcyclists do. Yeah, so you need eye protection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I did once get revenge on the cops. I once was right on the ass of a cop going down the interstate at 100 miles an hour.
Why?
Because he couldn't pull him over, because then he was speeding too, right?
Yeah. Actually, we were going somewhere. I was his guest, and I was driving behind him at 100 miles an hour.
Fun.
Cool. Thank you so much for the call tonight, David. I would not recommend people removing their windshields as a solution to this cracked windshield problem. I think that, you know, as long as cops should just be reasonable about this, and the state should be reasonable about this. Well, really, there shouldn't be any laws on the books at all, but however, if they're going to be, then they should be reasonable. Can you reasonably see out of this vehicle? Or is it so shattered that you can't see out of it? Which says, okay, yeah, sure, this vehicle's not safe to drive.
One time my dad had a falcon that cracked his windshield so bad he had to go get it removed. It was a huge bird. Imagine that slapping your face while you're driving.
Yeah, I don't want to. But we also have Jack on the line from Ocean Shores. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to say I laughed my butt off with that call, David, where Aria's like, yeah, I could kind of see how it could pressurize. And then Ian's like, oh, no, right in your face. I mean, I laughed my butt off.
Well, according to windowtintlaws.us, it is not necessarily illegal to operate a vehicle without a windshield in Texas or California. Don't know about the other 48 states. But if you do not have a front window, you are required, at least in California, to wear eye protection.
And that's technically, I mean, let's be honest here.
It's a good idea.
If you get pulled over in Texas for not having a windshield, that cop's not going to know that it's technically legal.
Mm. That's true, because I've never seen it in my life.
I think they probably would know whether or not it's legal.
I don't think most cops know the law. I think they would just assume, you can't drive without a windshield.
I think that it would be crazy to just wear eye protection because what if a rock comes and hits you right in the mouth and knocks your teeth out? Or, yeah, hits you in the head? I guess it depends on how fast you're going.
It's a risky maneuver.
It is. So is that what you called in about tonight, Jack?
Well, no, I ended with this. I was actually calling earlier. I had questions about the NTC or whatever those coins are.
NFT.
Crypto conversation, I think that David has been on the wrong end of the pump and dump crypto talk. And I don't know, that was supposed to be a joke, pump and dump.
Okay, so you just called to make jokes at David's expense.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, Jack. So, yeah, I don't know what is legal. I've never encountered a cop. Like, when I was running for sheriff, I got exterior LEDs on my car, and I looked into the law to make sure that it was actually legal because I've heard all sorts of stories about people here in New Hampshire, people here in Keene, getting pulled over for having exterior lights. And I learned.
Can't be red, can't be blue, it can't be
amber.
Amber, okay.
And that doesn't leave you a whole lot of colors.
It really doesn't.
What the heck? Why can't it be amber? Like,
because tow trucks.
Tow trucks and
other construction
kind
of vehicles.
However, it leaves green and purple.
That's right.
Totally fine. But
that's about it.
Yeah, but that's if you don't run into a colorblind cop, first of all. And I don't know how that would work in a courtroom. But
what about white?
Or yellow.
White? I don't think white's illegal.
Can't do yellow.
I looked into this also because my ex had these on the bottom of his car, and because he was illegal, I was like, you don't want to do that, you're going to get pulled over for no reason and, get deported. And I looked into it, and he was always saying, I can use the light blue because it's not the color of a cop's car. I was like, that's still going to be an excuse for them.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I just ran with alternating between green and purple, and I would still do it to this day if it was badly designed and that the machine, the component that controls it sits right there in your hood, so it obviously overheated.
It failed.
Yeah, and failed. And it started throwing out red lights. Luckily, I caught it, but it was this cheap Chinese crap anyway, so it was like, to make it green and purple, I had to select red and yellow in the app or something like that. It was all very confusing. You get what you pay for,
sure.
Right? But, I mean, it worked for a time, and I never got pulled over, unfortunately. And, of course, I was running for sheriff at the time. But I remember going around putting out signs here in Cheshire County, you know, with these exterior lights on. And here, there's state troopers sitting there talking to each other. I drive by them so slowly, trying to get their attention. I do it again. And
Were yours under the, where the wheels are?
Yes.
Okay, that's where my ex's were, too. But his box that controlled it sat in the back, towards the back wheels, and eventually started dragging, and I guess he didn't notice and broke them, so that was good.
Well, presumably, I mean, we could have wired it up in a way that didn't do that, but we went for the cheap, expedient, easy solution. I mean, it had to be right there by the battery, but, you know, we could have wired something up, but we just didn't, and now, you know, if I wanted to replace it, all of the machinery is there for me to do it quickly and easily, because I spent more getting them installed than I did on the actual LEDs themselves. But, you know, the benefit of that is that now if I wanted to, and I don't particularly care to anymore because I'm not running for sheriff, so it's not as funny for me to get pulled over for it and have to school the cops on what the laws are.
It still looked cool.
It did look cool. Yeah. And it is summertime, so I don't know. It may be worth revisiting.
If you got pulled over for it, and then it was purple, and they weren't really supposed to pull you over for it, you could have said to them, when I'm you guys' sheriff, I'm going to have to be teaching you guys the laws better.
Well, I mean, they could have spent all of their downtime when they weren't out there harassing peaceful people to sit there reading about the laws if I had been sheriff. But no, it never happened, and now I see I'm not saying that other people are like, hey, look, LEDs are legal, but I have seen other vehicles here in Cheshire County using exterior LEDs, and sure enough, they're always green or purple, so other people are out there researching this and learning what they can and can't do. Evidently, in New Hampshire, laser and radar jammers are legal. Now, I know detectors are legal in most states, but in New Hampshire and Vermont, jammers are as well.
That's awesome.
But I can't find one online, though. And I want one so badly.
That's awesome.
Well, we're out of time for the night. You can join us in the meantime on our chat server. That's chat.freetalklive.com. If you want to chat with some of the co-hosts, a lot of us are there. That's chat.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day.
I'm Vincent Finelli.